You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
No, man, I cannot wait until Star Wars night at the ballpark with the Marlins. Beam me up, Scott. Oh, wait, that's the wrong show. Oh, my gosh. And, hey, I'm having a great time with my GoPro. You're going to look on YouTube. You're going to see Sandy. You're going to see Alex. You're not going to see me. You're going to be happy. It's going to be terrific. Now, Sandy, you know, I do all this Facebooking and I do all this other stuff. And sometimes I feel like nobody's seeing it. What's going on? How come they don't see all the posts? How can I increase my visibility with this stuff? Besides hiring you.
Facebook has definitely changed their algorithms and a lot.
Algorithms means the way that they do stuff, right?
Yes. Okay. So less people are seeing your content. If you really want to gain traction on Facebook nowadays, you really do have to do some advertising. But it's not very expensive. And I've gotten great success with clients. It's very targeted. So you can target right down to zip code, age, gender, interests, buying patterns. Just about everything Big Brother knows.
Okay, well, you want to know something? Then we're going to have to do a little test. You're going to give me a budget. And then in a couple of months, when you come back with Alex DC again, innovator in residence at FIU, he'll tell us how he innovated everything. And we'll talk about how that really helped. And we'll do a benchmark. We'll talk about what I got today. We'll do about what I got tomorrow. And then we can get really innovative. So, Alex, now, why did the Knight Foundation pick FIU?
So the Knight Foundation has been really a great benefactor to the community, to the cultural community, but also to the entrepreneurial and startup community. And really, they want to create this region. They want to create an attractive region for talent. And FIU is the seventh largest university in the United States. It's huge.
Oh, no, you don't have to tell me. I know. FSU is big. Well, that's, FSU has a broad reach. And FIU. Although Garnet and Gold, well, they know how I feel about them anyway. But FIU, you know, they're very, you know, they're down here. They're all over the place.
So they're a great source of talent. And especially the School of Communication is the only accredited School of Communication in South Florida. And so the idea is to create a center of incubation for new ideas at FIU and also create FIU as a source of talent. For South Florida.
If I can ever help with like a radio thing or something, I'm happy to go up there and talk to all the young people. You know, I've got all this journalism and communications training. I'll tell them that you can be an English major and make it in real estate, you know?
Absolutely. I'll be inviting you over there.
I can't wait because one of the things that I do love to do is I love to give back. We'll do a show on mentoring. We'll bring in some of the people that I've helped, that I've worked with that have helped me, actually. And it really is something that's important to me. But now, Sandy, I'm sitting in the front row. I'm at your event. I don't want to give away all the little secrets, but what are a couple of the themes that you help people focus on as they get ready to increase their business with the upcoming holiday season?
Well, one is to have a solid strategy, to figure out what it is you want to say, to plan it out.
A plan, really?
Yes. Otherwise, it won't happen.
Oh.
And also to have a formula that works for you as to having content that is useful and valuable and promotional content, because people don't want to hear just about your promotional stuff. They want to know that you care and that you have something to give back, just like you were talking about.
Well, it's actually something that I think about all the time because I try to get people to listen to my radio show, but I try to get a broad base of people, not just real estate people, which are my main contact base, but I have a lot of health and wellness people that follow us now because of all that stuff. We've got a lot of people that are in the business community, technology, small business, might I even say constant contact and email stuff. So really what I try to do is create a broader message that'll bring eyeballs so then they get my personal content. So an envelope to attract them. Alex, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you've been doing great and you really are creating a brand for yourself as well.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk to this guy, Bruce Turkell, about that. Now, how does your position and your new thing being the Knight Innovator in residence at FIU, how does that help you obtain your objectives? I mean, you were the founder of the Social Media Club here. You're a ground zero thought leader on communications. Tell me how you're going to use your new platform to achieve some objectives for you and also for the institution.
You know, for the past 10 years or so, I've been working at the crossroads of media, technology, higher education. I've co-founded Refresh Miami, founded Social Media Club, done a lot of community service, really, around technology and startups. And this position really allows me to push the envelope a little bit more in areas that I really love.
And it really shows people. You go look on the YouTube thing later. You'll see Alex. You can see Alex and the passion that Alex has for what he's trying to accomplish here. We've only got a couple of minutes in this segment. I'm going to will you guys stay with me past traffic for another segment?
Love to.
Okay, great.
Maybe.
Yeah, Sandy, I know you're going to West Kendall, so I'll order your helicopter up for you. So now we're trying to create an email campaign. I've been doing mine. I've been working with Sandy and her team to tweak it and to fine-tune it, and I've been working with Constant Contact. I migrated there from another platform, and I found Constant Contact to be real easy. Now, what are a couple of the features that Constant Contact offers that can help somebody build their list or reach constituencies that they normally wouldn't reach?
Well, they have some really great sign-up tools, one of them being the text to join, which I used, which I love, because it means you don't have to have paper. People can do the work for you. They also have social campaigns that you can use in tandem with Facebook to grow not only your Facebook fans, but your email subscribers.
It's really good. I use that. I try to craft custom ones, but sometimes I'll just use the one that it kicks out itself because I found that the little plus signs actually attract people on their time feeds. So it's really interesting. Wonder Woman, how much more time do we have here? Okay, Alex, how does somebody get a little bit of information about what you're doing? Well, we talked about that already.
Yeah, I think, so Alex DC really online, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, alexdc.org.
It's the suite to reach you.
Yeah, it's hard to say Alex D. Carvalho, so Alex DC
really?
Is much easier.
Really? I'm still working on that. Alex D. Carvalho? Did I get close?
That was even closer than
even
before.
Even closer? I'm still never going to get it. And Sandy Abbott, I love you because you got that Abbott name. That's really easy. So we've got Sandy Abbott. She's the president, chairman of Expresso Marketing. She is having her marketing tips event at?
It's at the Microsoft Dadeland store, Wednesdays from 8 to 9. And I can send the schedule if they email me or if they text to join my list.
Home of the Surface. You know, I got my GoPro at the Microsoft store, but that was the one in Evan Torture. Yeah, now you know what I think is not going to become the next Brickle. Wonder Woman, we're going to go. We're going to go. And you guys are going to stay with me. So we're going to start the laugh machine here. Wonder Woman, take us away. We'll do some traffic. We'll do some business. Then we're going to come back with my friends and we're going to get communicative. All right. Back after this.
There is fire there.